Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Org. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jim Cott. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Tillman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Bochy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare takes first base on ball four. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. There goes Hare. The throw from Bochy to Baylor, and Hare is out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a line drive into center field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. McGee goes all the way around to score. Obergfell moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Obergfell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Tillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terrell moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to third. Wilson moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Obergefell takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Obergefell. The throw from Bakke and he is safe. Obergefell steals second. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramsey for the out. Obergefell moves to third. Two outs. Gene Roof pinch hits for Jim Cott. Gene Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oberkfell scores. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Roof. The throw from Bakke and he is safe. Roof steals second. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Lotte now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Giles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Tillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bakke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oberkfell juggles the ball. That's an error on Oberkfell. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lotte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Oberkfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oberkfell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oberkfell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Lottie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Lottie moves to second. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke throws to Baylor, and they have Lottie in a rundown. The throw to Brooks, who applies the tag, and Lottie is out. Hare moves to second. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Hare scores. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks juggles the ball. That's an error on Brooks. Hernandez moves to third. David Green pinch runs for Dane Eorg. Tom Gorman now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Green moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Cardinals. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. David Green now playing right field. Bruce Bakke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bakke strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Ramsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Lottie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lottie is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-3 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Lottie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing left field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Brian Giles. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Bruce Bochy. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lottie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.